רביעי, הלכה ג' מסכת חלה. נוטל אדם כדי חלה מאישה שלא הורמה חלתה, להעשותה בטהרה. You can take one issa that you hadn't yet taken out from, and you want to use it for challah to someplace, for other issas that you're going to be making, and you're choshesh that maybe the other issas that will be made, some of your workers won't be tar or whatever. So this one you know is tar, you put the one that you know is tar that you took care of yourself. And then, when you're going to be making the other isos, you will use this one to take off the kala on the others. When we allow the tola locha of being koveya one thing for kala for other things, that's talking about chalad demai. So we don't have a problem of being mafrish in Torah la tome. And so on. However, we said before that when it comes to an isa, normally a normal piyav of chal, that the halacha is that you're not allowed to be matrish min ha-Torah al-tame because of the chashash, you'll be tummy, you'll end up being matrish olam and hamukaf, and so on. So what we're talking about being matrish for other things that may become tame is only talking about a chalas d'mai. Now what exactly is a chalas d'mai? So we'll see later on there's a machlokas legabe if there's a gzera of d'mai on chala b'chlal. In other words, the second thing is buying isa from Amoris that we made a gzera that you're required to take off chala because you're mesupik if they made it. To say that the mission now is referring to something which is going to end up being a machlokas tanoim later on is very difficult to believe. And therefore, the other mefarshim that don't want to say that, some takadru say it, but the other mefarshim say the meaning of chalas d'mai is a borrowed term. That chalas d'mai doesn't mean mamish d'mai like min ha'amaret. It's just we find sometimes that we use the lashon of d'mai to mean samas suffix. And there are places that we've seen that this is done. In which case, an isa that your koveya chala itself is of course vadai, because otherwise you're going to be taking off from the suffix. That's right. So
the second case, the first case was.
Which first case? There's only one case. Note about him today, Chalam is a Shurum Chalav. So the title is not Mafish. Allah Alba Oleh. Now, so where did we do this? Was only by Chalas Demai. Achet Yisra. If you continue to put the Chiyav of Chalav until such times the Mamish becomes possible for me eating. At that point, you can't use it. Why can we do this? Shechalas d'mai. He tells when our Torah is coming. V'shalom and amukav. Over here, you're putting this isa away. And nonetheless, we're allowing you to take off from it a challah on an isa and somewhere else you don't touch to it. And obviously, you don't want to touch anything to it. Because it's Torah. So apparently, you can do this. But that's only because it's d'mai. When you say until it's ruined, is that miachilat adam or is it to be posel miachilat kelav? How much does it have to be posel that it shouldn't be able to be used anymore for d'mai?
For chala?
Sorry, for chala. Okay, so in other words, is it a din in the, that it doesn't have a teras eichel b'klal or that it just doesn't have the chashivas of arisoteh? Actually, I mean, I don't bring a riot to that from a riot. Nisrafa mi'okel adam, mitame tumat ochlim, nisrofino ta betum'ah. So, here it says that when it comes to the din of tumas ochlim, if it's only nisrafa mi'achilat adam, they're talking about truma that became part of mi'achilat adam, it still has a din of ochlim, and therefore it becomes tame, just like an ochlim would. And so Phenos of the Truma has a din of Truma Tamea. And so we don't say that it's not Truma. We say that it's Truma, and you have to treat it as Truma and burn it without being sun. You don't say it's no longer edible and therefore just throw it out or whatever, right? Wait a second. How can we be Matamis Okwin? It's like the din of Tumas Erkwin is a din.
Huh?
Yeah, no, that's backwards. It's not what you said. You said you asked me about the dumb. How could it be obvious it's backwards? No, I want to be backwards. I don't know what goes on here. It's all the time, I don't understand it. And we've seen it at least 100 times already, these kind of things.
That's
what I'm saying. I'm not understanding this. Okay. So anyway, how can you say that it's going to be the Thomas from the garden if it's not really for Akira's father? Right? If you're telling me that even if it's Nisrach and Akira's Avam, it's still considered to be on Eichlin, so how can you explain that the Mishnah over here would have meant to be so rough me Okolodom? And it doesn't make sense. You see that Okolodom doesn't have an impact on the din. So why would it have an impact on Kala? It's gotta mean Elam Yoko Kalas. It's gotta mean that when it says Elishan Nisra, it means Nisra Mechila Kalas, because otherwise it should have a din of Kala. It should have a din like anything else. No, I'm talking about tumor. I'm talking about being able to be mafresh from
it.
No, it's not tumor. It's time. You want to know if you can use it for call. Yeah. Well, can I use it for call? That's all. Yeah. Okay, there are those who try to explain that the fact that you're surfeit even the tuma is mashma, you can be matame further mashma that no longer has a kedusha on it. Right? In which case we're proving it means over here Matthew as Ava. Anyway, says you want how to almost determine in our rabbi I upset, but it says over here actually it's not. In other words, even though it's good, it's not totally puzzle me akila, I can still use it. And that means that you can take something which is ra, and you can use it on something that's fresh, which is gold. Look, that's what it's saying over here. Ba'asikad amar shmuel bar nasa b'shem Rabbi Yonatan shetormim me'alei istapnimi ala istapnimi b'makom she'okolim ota. You're allowed to take off Ispatnini leaves, and the olim is not so kosher, but nonetheless, if it's a place where they eat the olim, and they don't stomp throw them out, you're allowed to use the olim from the thing. So in other words, that's referring back to the mark. You see, when there's a subject involved, we're not marked in, and you're allowed to determine a rala yafa. In the same way, you can determine the katsiva min ara yafa min ay olim al ha'yerek. So here too, you should be able to be turned in our kala la kala because it's mine. We said it's only mine, and that's why it's mutter.
The thing that you can take like the leaves of a vegetable and you can put
the shum
of a vegetable.
Yeah, in the case where the leaves are
edible. Somewhere.
Yeah, you're in a place where they're edible.
Actually, grape leaves
are great. And the moss. I know grape leaves are mamish. I mean, we had that discussion.
Yeah,
right. Sahara Gamlayo there, but I mean here we're talking about Yerek, and it's not we had the thing about grape leaves in the mission earlier as well. Sahara Gamlayo Zuge Ishimatna Istapnite. I would love to know what this is. I mean does it say anything? You have anything over here?
This was in that book to contact and talk.
But what is it? Anyway, so these guys forgot Now, these guys forgot that in the Takeng there is Kamenista. They came to ask Rabbi Yochanan what the halacha is. Are they allowed to eat it, even if they can't now be mitakein it? Amalei eat taman kniva. What? Who says that Mustafa is
an
Okay, I'm fine. He claims to the same as the Mustafa in the Mishnah. How could it be Mustafa? Mustafa is a priest. So he asked them, is there any kniva? The kniva is the part that you cut away from the yerek, you know, kniva yerek. If there's kniva that's left, afish mitzvuta. You can use that to be in mitakein the yerek. Even though you already got rid of the rest of it, but you can still, if you have kniva by yerek left, you throw into the garbage. So you see that you can be mitakein or alayasa.
What's the kniva?
Kniva is yerek. It's the part that you cut away, you know, that you're not going to use dirty or whatever. Tell me, Trumat Maser Shel Dumai. Now, there it says also that you can take off Trumat Maser Shel Dumai in the same brisa. You cannot take it off in Atohar Alatameh. It's a Chami. So now, if you're going to tell me Trumat Maser Shel Vada and you tell us in Atohar Alatameh, something's wrong over here, right? It's a Chami means like Prochosi, I mean, Mirchi. What's going on over here? Trumas Meisr even Shalvadai can be taken min HaTohar HaTameh. Because the only time that we made an issur of taking HaTohar HaTameh, we said before in Trumas that that's only Truma Gedela, that you don't take min HaTohar HaTameh. So why in the world does the Mishnah have, does that right to have to tell me the din of Trumas Meisr Shal Demai? It's not an interesting halacha. Trumas Meisr Shel Demai lo kol shekein. And Rabbi Yossi besopik Truma Gedela anan kayamid. The Brisa was not talking about the Trumas Meisr. It was talking about Truma Gedela. And it was talking about, obviously not Demai, literal Demai, because Truma Gedela there's no chiyuv of Demai on, because everybody takes off Truma Gedela. As we said, it's not much of a loss, but people were mocked on it. So what we're saying is, the Maya over here also has the suffix. I don't know. We're saying it was Truma Gedola. So suffix, when it was over there, they were mocked to take Minatar Alatamim. It's telling us a bigger fetish. Not only the case that we were talking about, the Maya Mamish, but even suffix. The same way that you say, as you say, someone who's been torn from Vadai on Dmai. So the din is over there, although the Truma is foul, but don't eat the Truma. Loteakel, because you have to take off Truma to Mises again out of the Dmai itself, because it's a suffix. And since it's a suffix, then maybe it was already in the Tukan, in which case you take off Truma, you're taking Minachi of Alaptur, and therefore you'll be giving the Kohen Teva. So you have to first be Mitakein from somewhere else. So in the same way that we say over there, you can't eat it, Ashiyotia la Truma to Maitre, Ramar Minadmai ala Dmaike. You could say the same thing would be true if you're taking off from one Dmai on another Dmai. In other words, you buy in one store Dmai, and then you go buy in another store. You should have exactly the same suffix. Maybe one of them did take off Truma to Maitre, one of them didn't take off Truma to Maitre. So why does it say that you're allowed by Dmai? It says Truma. And it is Truma. It says Yalcha V'Yitron, but it doesn't say you're not allowed to eat it. It should say Lo Te'afel, Hachiyotjelo. So how come that's okay? That's because Amrit Shimon Bar Bisna, Kan Brotzela Ochla, and Kan Brotzela Sorofa. when you're talking about over there, when somebody was coming to eat the truma, so there it is, lo te'achel. In the case of the minadmai alavadai, if the kohen was coming to eat, so then inafinani, we would say lo te'achel. But the main story over there in the braisa was talking about that the mai that you're using over here is not mitukan, is talking about where your intent was, let's say, to light with it, right? You have shemen, right, you're going to burn it now. So there, in such cases, they were made to, but you don't have to be mockish again. There's rich famous to eat something, we're mockish to take it off again. But to burn something, we're not mockish, we're not to be men from it to burn. Now, of course, this has nothing to do with the hours, for example, directly. When we got to this agav, taking off following and mokamaka, so the male is talking about the same thing that you should know. That if you're going to take off vadai on suffix, that of course would be the same thing. So I'm going to have to make sure that he takes off the mokamaka. Otherwise it might be minakiyavaratur. Continues the Mishnah Lokadali. Yisrael shayu alisim megoyim besuria. Surya, they were gozer meiser on a Yisrael, not on an Akum, because it wasn't the Navadin of Eretz Yisrael completely. So if now a Yisrael becomes now an Oris, Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev Teotein Ma'asot Rishvir, Ramliel Poter. We'll see in the Gemara what the Machlokas is. But since the Pasha, since the land belongs to a Goy, there's no din on mitering of a Goy in Surya at all, so it only has a din, basically, of taking from the land of the God. Says Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Shtei Kalot B'Suria. Rabbi Gamliel holds that there's two Kalot. In other words, you split Suria into two parts, which we'll see in the Gemara, going from Kzid. So we have what the people in Halacha L'maaseh were nayeg to take the kula of Rabbi Gamliel, that he patted Surya for Maaseh, and the kula of Rabbi Elazar, who holds that Surya has a din of Eretz Yisrael in terms of giving challah, that you only give off one challah. Now the Mishnah is about to discuss the dinim of challah. Chozu v'noti divrei Rabbi Gamliel b'shtei drachim, having noted that was a two kulas that are associated, not dodi, they ended up following Rabbi Gamliel all the way, and not going according to Rabbi Eliezer in the kula of challah. Now, what are we referring to over here? There's three different dinim when it comes to giving out challah. So now, up on the north of Eretz Yisrael. So until Tziv, for over there, we had a chazaka even of Elei Bava, and that has a din of Kedushas Haaretz. Challah achat, you take off one challah, you give it to the kohen. Mixiv, the Ad HaNahar, the Ad Amanon. So if you're talking about from Tziv until the Prat, and that's going to the east, we had this whole thing about Turi Amnon, what exactly it's referring to over here, because we had a similar Mishnah earlier. And so many different Jewish in there.
Some of the Nahar is just in Lebanon.
Right, yeah. So, okay, so you say, it's talking about Nahar Prat, and to the left, meaning in other words to the west, till Turi Amma, again referring to the north of Eretz Yisrael. So that was only moved to Al Yaday, Eile Mitzrayim, not Eile Bava. So over there you have to be Matzah Shtei Chalot, one of them is burnt, and one of them is given to the Kohen. Because our problem is that the area has been of Tumas Kutzmar. It's too much Eretz Am. because since it was never recaptured by the early Bogo, it retains its inherited army. So we, but on the other hand, what are we going to say? Only take off a challah to burn it. So we were geyser to take off a challah to remind you of the dinam of challah. She gives to a kohen, but the real challah is burned because of the tomb of Eretz Ha'am. So, well, that's a good question. That's what we were discussing. So shal ur yesh lashiur, shal kohen in lashiur. So the din of taking off the challah, mi'ikar ha-din, was the one that was going to become tummy and burned. So over there, when they made the takana, they made the takana that you should take off challah the way you would take off challah as if it were in Eretz Yisrael. You have to take off your normal shear of an isa, but over here, of course, you go with the shear of isa tamea, which is 1 out of 48, not 1 out of 24. And your mouth is 1 out of 48. Mashaykin Rishol Kohen in Lashiur. Shehimi Yivrayim? No. There's no din of the, this is entirely made up, right? So it's kosher. Yeah, Nahar. Now, it's going from the Nahar to Aturi Amnon, which is Mamish the Chutfar. And it was between those two areas. Again, this is like, there's a lot of different ways of learning this. Min ha'o mi amanom v'lifnim shtei chalot echad ur v'echad ha'kohen, and here shal ur ein lashiur v'shal kohen yesh lashiur. On the other hand, with Kutfaret, that area of Kutfaret wasn't covered even by Erle Mitzrayim. So over there the din of challah is totally midirayim. There's no chiyuv whatsoever of challah midirayim. But again, we want you to remember both elements of challah. There's a din of tumah challah, and there's a din of nesinah lekohen. Okay, so over there we were also goes to two challahs. However, since they're both midirayim, what's the point of burning, of giving a lot of challah to burn? To take off a little bit of challah to burn, and the part that you give to the kohen, that's the part that should have a shear. No, this is in that area, in our... Let's wait and see. Yeah, we've got some different versions of this. You know, we did it already once. There's no din of tumah and tvuyom. Even a tvuyom is allowed to eat the chutzpah. Right? So, in other words, we don't even care if he's tummy mamish, but not any tumah. There's some levels of tumah. A tvuyom will accept, but anything beyond that, we'll be machmer on to remember the dinim of tumah. Okay, so, but as long as he already went to the mikveh, we allow him to eat it. Right, so we were making it. Wild halakha. He already went way past in the bath, huh?
Well,
we're making up an extra
story, right? Yeah. It's very small.
Right.
So
no, it's fine. We needed to catch up anyway. Even if he's tamei mamish, he's allowed to eat it. Except it remains also lezavin v'lezavot v'lidot v'liyodot. Over there, it's also only to a tumah, someone who's tumah yetzav migufa. And so that would be mamish only, we're very makel, we're only masmer on the tumah chamura. ומאחל אותי מזל על השולחן, ומנת פשש, זה גדול בי מי עזר, ונורמלי, we're mocked that you're going to end up eating it, the Isser, and it's lieutenant of Koko Heng, you can give it even to Nama Oret, as opposed to real Kala, which you're not allowed to give, unless it's a father, because we're afraid that he's going to, you know, be metamic. Elo Natnim Lekol Kohen. The following were not marked on which coin we give it to it all. Now, there's something that's not quite clear about this. Because we can't really give the following things, all of them, as you'll see, Lekol Kohen. Right? Because some of them are usher to be eaten. The tuna. So what we mean is that you can give it to a Kohen Chaver, but you can't, he doesn't have to eat Chulin B'Tayra. Whereas normally when it comes to the dinim of eating a truma, we're mastered even on a Chulin B'Tayra. You need to add something. Thing. Haramim. Okay. Haramim is where somebody was mocking something with Shamayim over there. Obviously, there's no issue to him at all. Habichulot. Here, the question is what we're talking about. Haramim are just. To base them, if it's Chamei Kohen. Yeah. I mean, there's two different Charamim. There's Chamei Kohen and there's Chamei Berek Abayis. It's not focused on some Charamim and Berek Abayis. It's some Charamim and the Kohen. Yeah, you know, you mean the person doesn't hand the big coin. Habukhorot. So you're talking about a Bukhoratam. A Bukhoratam, we said before, I mean, then it's included in all the other dinim that you have to be marked on the Akira. And the Bechorot, if it's talking about a Balmun, so then there's no Kedusha really on the Bechor Balmun. Tidin Aben, there's no Kedusha on. Tidin Tetachamor, there's no Kedusha on. Azroa, Lefrayayim, Vakeva, there's no Kedusha on. Reishis Hagei, Shemen Srefa. But Kotche Migdash Vatikurim, the Kotche Migdash of Sakat, Zashem, and so on and so forth, Lukshem Shamitsura, and over there, we're not chayish on who the Kohen is, because we assume that anything that's Mishkalik in the Azorah is definitely, the Kohen is going to take it, is definitely Tohar, and therefore we're not, that's why we're not Chasashom saying give it to Kohen, even if someone who isn't Shema and Taira, but since the way in which it's given, it demands that he be tar, we don't think people are makel to come into the Azura, and over there we make sure they come to the Azura. Obviously, they were metabol them and so on, the Gemara says. Rabbi Yehuda oser b'dikurim. Rabbi Yehuda, however, disagrees when it comes to bikurim, as the Gemara will explain. Karshinei truma, Rabbi Akiva matir, Rechachamim osri. Rabbi Akiva holds that you're allowed to do things that are not mamish food for people normally, but tuna. Mechachomim hold, but the machlokes bechomim bechame before, that you have to at least do it b'tayla, because when you put it into the water in order to float away the psula, so at that time the shriyata, remember the machlokes was the shriyata, he just done b'tayla. So he was like, Vesel, but Shriyata is on the Tyra, in which case you have to make sure that you can't do it to a Kohen Amaret, because at the time of the Shriyata, even though normally you don't have to be marked on it, but if it's 10 minutes that you do have to mark, how can you give it to a Kohen who's an Amaret? So it's a Rabu B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Loch Yevra B'Liezer, Elabach Achirei, Batei Avot. When Rabbi Lezer says that the Alitim are trying to take off Meister in Syria, from the property of a goy, he was only talking about where that brother had been in the family as a chachira from generations already. So over there, it's considered to be, and that was the whole story in which Antoninus had given Rebbe a 2,000 year lease on the areas of Syria. So okay, so then over there, that means that it's basically we view it as in the Rishus of Yisrael. So there, it's as if they had mamish a piece of the character, and we don't look at it as the Rishus of a goy. It's like a long-term gift, so to speak. And therefore he was mokai of them over there. Kidon mehalan the Beit Rebbe, like the same as Maisa, the Beit Rebbe of Antoninus' Arisas.
Where is that?
In Shir. Yes, we have it in Shir.
But this is from the which case of our third region?
No, that area that it was describing in Syria. But the ones that had been long-term leases, not the ones that were, I don't know exactly where it is. It's not saying the whole series. No, whichever ones it was that Antoninus defined. But there may be other things like this. It's Kidon, it's that thing. Whereas wherever you have a long-term thing, maybe five generations been in the family, I don't know what the shear is, but it's been in the family, it's not a local thing that you define. Right.
So 2,000 years is still
within
that
reach. Yeah, that's right.
Well,
from China, he can't give more than he has. Well, it's funny, Reb Chalapa ben Shaul cannot come to Reb Eliezer. The Shvara of Reb Eliezer has nothing to do with the fact that it's considered to be yours. It, in fact, the Ikara Dini holds that it really has Akum status. The reason that he did this is because he doesn't want Jews working for Goyim in Syria. Because the next thing you know is they're going to claim it's their territory. They're going to ask for the Golan. So therefore, don't work for them so that they'll give up and they'll sell the property. But if they can get people to work for them, then they'll never give up. So what's the Naskamina law office? What's the difference? Well, I mean, first of all, the art, the Shah. And if the whole story was Mandi Omar, if it's an artist that's only like a local, you know, for the next 3 years. So Mandi Omar, Knaz, if you're the Knaz, no difference between an artist, the Shah. So he said, don't ever work for the Goyim. He say, how long you have to work for them? So an artist, the Shah would also be out there. If you hold Mandi Omar, you hold that the Yisrael over here is the Kakiray, but they are both. Obviously, this is not the Kakiray both. He's an artist just for a Sha'am. Sha'am meaning, of course, not a Sha'am, but a short-term Arisu. So it is, would be possible. It's major not to mean it. Right? Renea has to go, so therefore that crops. Therefore, that
Paul
Payne the Days ended early.